I thought tonight's game was loaded with resiliency, a lot of mental toughness, and a bunch of versatility sprinkled in too. We asked guys to play different spots to see what they could do. I was certainly pleased at the end of the first half, especially to see the offense go. Regarding 2 minute, we got a score out of that one. We came back and had the ball again, so I was disappointed to see the three and out. But at the end, one of the main topics we preach about is doing right longer. And there was a number of examples of that today, both at the end of the half and at the end of the game. So that part was there. Thomas and I, we certainly have some tough roster decisions ahead. Guys battled hard for that spot tonight. So that's what we'll do over the next couple days, and we'll get together and make the decisions based best on the team. So we're looking forward to doing that as well. With that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the game moving forward. Well, I think the first thing about Nick, what we talk about is his toughness that just jumps out. He's a rare competitor, and it shows up in practice. It shows up in the game, and I thought tonight was another demonstration of that. We can put him at a number of different spots. He also has versatility as a kickoff returner and punt returner, so he's that person that you can always count on, and that toughness really showed through tonight with Nick.
Coach, how did Golson play? He had a lot of action tonight.
Yeah, Led, we wanted to get Golson in the mix, and I was pleased you saw the physicality come to life. And we know he's a competitor. Now the communication and getting on page, you know, over the last 3 days, that was an important step for him to get into it and learn the system. He still got work to do in terms of learning the system, but we were pleased with the physicality. There was a very nice tackle with him on the sideline. I said, "Welcome back," and he kind of smiled and knew that that's definitely part of his game.
On that same subject, with the safety position.
Sure. We would. We'll plan on the first one. I usually look at it as more glass half full that Kamal will be ready and Deshaun won't. But I will say this, that physicality that Therese brought tonight, it was noticed. And that part of his game, I think, has taken a big step. He was really physical in the way they played and the tackling. So he's an important part of what we do, too. Not always. You have to have the speed to do it to be interchangeable. He does where he has that speed. But generally, we try to feature the guys of the things that they can do best. But when you have the versatility to play more than one spot, especially when you're not a starter, that's what makes his role so critical.
Coach Courtney Upshaw, veteran, played a new position, made a couple of plays today. How did he look?
He really showed up over the last two ball games. You know, when we looked back at it, its ability to penetrate and, you know, cause some things on the move. He's a big guy. You know, he's almost, you know, 300 pounds and can move. So, yeah, he's definitely somebody that jumped out, Led.
Trent Morton was kind of a one-man running back for there for a while. What did he show after missing?
Yeah, I thought we knew this guy is tough and the competitor. He's got a warrior's mindset, and he always has. So for him to come up, he just battled through for it tonight. You know, he was sore, you know, coming off an ankle injury. But he expected to have a big load, and he did. But he definitely delivered. When Will went down, we actually put McKissick in there for a little bit as well. But we were real proud of Teron, his effort tonight. The team was as well.
And the rationale behind playing Matt for one snap and getting started out so quickly?
Sure. I think it's important that we go through everything together as a team. And whether they play one play or, in a guy like Teron's case, you know, nearly the whole game, we're all in it together. So I love that message of what we stand for as a team. If you're able to play and you're healthy enough to, it might be for a very short time, but I think it stands for what we believe in as a team. Yeah, another guy we had high hopes for coming in to see. He's had a very good training camp. You've seen him play some in the preseason games. He really played hard. You can see that. I know he'd like to have the turnover back, you know, on the fumble, on the exchange, but I thought he was accurate. You know, two of the interceptions looked like they were, you know, deflated balls off ourselves, which could have been catches. So I thought he showed poise. And before the game, we'd asked him be really clear in how we're wanting to do it. Sometimes he's excited and gets going on the plays fast. We wanted really deliberate how he wanted to play. I was pleased with Matt Sims' effort tonight.
Last year you only carried three running backs in Teron's performance tonight and Wild's performance throughout the preseason. How hard is that decision going to be for you?
Yeah, there's a number of them that'll be really tough. Running back is one for sure that we spend a lot of time thinking about. Fortunately, you know, through the draft and through scouting, we've got a very competitive roster at a number of spots, and there'll be some really tough decisions for us to make.
How many receivers did you want to keep?
That's something that we're still deciding. and based on the availability of guys. So we're not at a set number as of tonight. So that's something that Thomas and I have been discussing, you know, over the last few weeks. You know, tight ends and wide outs and running backs, and all of them have their own unique fits. And a number of guys, Vaughn, really battled to make a case for themselves tonight. So we'll go back and do that evaluation over the next couple of days. But it was great to see really at the core of our program, the central theme is competition. And those guys have lived that, battled toughness. So it was great to see.
With your primary receiver, Julio, what did you see in what he did pregame? And what is his status? Is he going to be full practice when he comes back on Monday?
I would think he'd be certainly close to it. He looked good today, and he had confidence in it. You know, he jumped some and landed on it and felt good. So for him to come to me and say he had, you know, was very excited about how he felt, and still with, you know, another 3 days of treatment to get better, I think he is very, very encouraged, and I am too. For him to be back to full.
Defensive line got a lot of work, a lot of snaps. I saw him in there for first two quarters, a lot of snaps. Was there an evaluative process to kind of check off a few boxes?
Definitely was in terms of the evaluation, and we're trying to get guys in the best role for them. So the more we see them do from a versatility standpoint, end to tackle, tackle to inside, can he be a factor in nickel? So those are the things for us as coaches and personnel to say, how well can we learn the player and find out what he can do best? And I think there's no greater place in practice and then here in the preseason games to say, all right, let's put him in a unique spot. What can he do? Whether it was man-to-man coverage, if you were a safety on a tight end, a nickel playing man-to-man, those are the matchups that we're trying to create both in practice and the preseason. And we accomplished that goal through the four games.
Dan, overall, you're pretty satisfied with the progress the team's made from the start of camp to the preseason?
Yeah, we you know, kind of met on the whole deal about it last night. So really, training camp ends now in terms of the preseason. There was a number of these preseason games. We looked at it as chances to go spar with someone else to get ready to play. We told the guys up front the training camp, it was not going to be easy, but it'd be worth it. And it was going to be tough. And they responded in that way of how to practice against one another. How hard can you go against one another to get ready? And that's our, you know, our bond and our respect for one another. And that certainly showed up not only in the preseason games, but in practice as well. We're likely going to plan on doing that in two waves, so over the next 2 days.
And Coach, is tight end another position that, like wide receiver, looks like you really got four guys that are playing pretty well right now?
Yeah, fortunately for us, that's a spot that's been another very competitive group all the way through camp of guys who have really battled for it. Running back's been one, wide receiver, tight end's been another. So we're extremely pleased with the group and the attitude and effort that they played with. And like Thomas, we said, some tough decisions to make, and that's what the next 2 days will be about for us.
Do you feel comfortable now about DeAndre and Deion in their roles?
I do, Vaughn. And I do. Yep. And we had to get a lot of work put in with these guys. We knew in the preseason they needed a lot of work. And fortunately for us at linebacker, we've got some pretty good depth there. So between Dre, Deion, Spoon, Warlow, Leroy, that's a very competitive and in some cases veteran group where they're there to lean on one another for experience and questions. Devondre and Deion specifically point out to Paul and to Wheeler like the amount of help that they've given them as a part of this linebacker group. They're all going to see action, Vaughn. They're that good of a group, and they battle for it for one another. So it won't be we're guys who are, okay, this is it, and we won't see the rest of you for a while. That won't be the case. We've got a good group there.